Okay, I'm going to call the June 13th meeting of the Law, Rules, and Government Services Committee to order. Roll call, please.
Chair Kovacs.
Here.
Deputy Chair Levine. Legislator Gavaris.
Present.
Legislator Hanset.
Present.
Legislator Harmon.
Present.
Legislator Kitchen. Legislator Uchitel.
Here.
Legislative Chair Criswell.
Here.
You have two absent.
Okay, I know Legislator Kitchen will not be here. He's still recovering from his surgery. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Approval of the minutes for the May meeting. Is there a motion? Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, seeing none? Minutes are approved. Resolutions. I'm going to skip over Resolution 155. I believe Legislator Maloney, who is a sponsor, will be here as soon as he can get here. So we're going to go to Resolution number 262, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 6 of 2024. A local law amending Article 30 of the Ulster County Charter and amending Article 30 of the Administrative Code of the County of Ulster and Section 216 of the Code of the County of Ulster, Commission on Human Rights, to modify various provisions to be held on Tuesday, July 16th, 2024 at 7:05 p.m. Motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Harmon, any comments?
Sure. So, Given the upheaval in the Human Rights Commission over the past couple of years, and as a former member of the commission, I think that we can do more to center the work of the commission, make it more robust, meaningful, and equip the commission to be a leader for the whole county. And the first step for that is to accept the charter revisions that were recommended. And with the chair's permission, since we have the commissioner here,
absolutely,
I would love to hear from him.
Sure.
I think the way that they were written were acceptable. Having the commission pick their chair, the annual meeting is something that'd be helpful. There's a lot of revisions in this. I'm not sure which ones we're talking about right now because there's so many pages here. I agree. I think the commission does have and should be more involved in running those commission meetings for the public like they can. I mean, there's so much that I think they felt hesitant that they're able to do in the past that they are able to do now. And as far as, you know, outreach in the community, education, and, answering human rights questions in their own communities instead of just showing up once a month to talk about, you know, things being getting resolved a month ago. A month goes by and nothing gets done, and there's more they can do between those months that they, a lot of them want to do, but didn't feel like they could do.
Thank you. Question, we're creating a Department of Human Rights. That's not how it's currently set forth. Are there any financial repercussions by creating a separate department?
Potentially. In terms of, I don't think just the creation of the department has financial implications, but I think that there could be financial implications down the line as those roles are fleshed out and that department takes a more proactive approach to issues in the community.
Legislator Criswell.
I had a question about potentially including some language that's not in here. In Section B, it talks about consideration shall be given to but not limited to representation of gender, gender identity, race, ethnicity. Can we add gender expression since it was something that we just passed with the Dragon Crime Act?
I'd be happy to make that motion.
And I would be happy to second it. That's great.
So I move that for section 4, subsection C 101, subsection B, that after the words gender identity is included the words gender expression.
If I may.
Yes.
Because you are within 7 days of session, this law has to be in its final form 7 days before for adoption. So if you make amendments tonight, you're going to have to postpone this.
To next month.
I feel strongly about it just because we just passed this law.
Yeah. And I think the concern is about the timeline because this requires a referendum. So if we don't move ahead tonight, we're not going to make the cutoff at the Board of Elections and this won't be on the ballot in November. No, that's not critical. I certainly think we could postpone it, but that's up to... Yes, but if we move forward with this, it requires a referendum as well.
Mm. Oh. The chair is correct.
We can make amendment later.
You can amend it now. Because you're not adopting it. You're saying
So we can still it doesn't need to be in its final form before the public hearing, just before voting on the decree. Okay,
thank you for that clarity.
Cool. Sorry.
So we don't need to postpone it.
Thank
you.
So
we have a motion to amend on the floor. There's a second. Any further discussion? See none?
On the amendment.
On the amendment. Let's do a roll call.
On the amendment. Gavaris.
Yes, but I don't know why we're doing this tonight. We could do this. This is just for the public hearing. We could amend it
before we might as well amend it before the public hearing.
I mean, if you amend it not tonight, then my previous erroneous explanation of amending it would then be accurate. Because it only comes to laws and rules, this particular local law.
Okay. Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Harmon. Yes. Levine.
Yes.
You should tell.
Yes.
Kovacs.
Yes.
And Kruzwa.
Yes.
Adopted 7-0.
Further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, let's call the question.
On the resolution with the local law as amended.
As amended.
Gavaris.
Yes.
Hanser.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
You should tell.
Yes.
Kovacs.
Yes.
And Criswell.
Yes.
Adopted with local law as amended, 7-0.
Okay. Resolution 323, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 7 of 2024, a local law to allow enrolled volunteer firefighters and volunteer ambulance workers to be eligible for a real property tax exemption under Real Property Tax Law 466A, to be held on Tuesday, July 16th, 2024 at 7:10 p.m. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? I know this was done last year. Are you raising your hand?
Yeah, I just want to probably say what you're going to say. We passed this last year, almost the same thing. There does seem to be one change about who has jurisdiction over giving out the credit. You know, even the new law doesn't say it's replaced the local law of 23, number 4. Shouldn't this be an amendment to local law number 4 instead of a whole new local law?
Good question. Council? Any council want to?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, there's reference in here to the 2007, right, law, but probably for chain of the legislation, it would be better to reference the law we passed last year. You are amending that. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Should we postpone this law, or can we amend it now to include that language?
I think it's just a reference to the existing local law, which you're going to find in, I think it's the next to last paragraph, or last paragraph, that refers to the 2007 law. So you would probably leave that
section 5
there and add reference to, was it local law number 1 or 4? I think it was it 1?
4.
4.
Of 2023.
Okay, 2023.
Okay. Someone want to make an amendment to Section 5?
I'll move to amend.
We did pass a local law last year. Put a lot of work into local law number 4 of last year, you know, and this comes in, it should be, any change, it should be an amendment to number 4 of last year, not a whole new law. Does it make sense to me?
Well, I think the law is simple enough that we can probably just, this will supplant local law 4 of 2023. Is that the intent of this law?
I can walk through the intent. It might help. So Director Erickson had cited that having him certify that somebody's eligible hasn't been working because he doesn't know everybody's eligibility for every single fire and EMS district. So that's why, as you said, Legislator Roberts, we're looking to amend the local law to provide that the authority with jurisdiction is given back to the fire departments to kind of remove Director Erickson as that middle person. I think it's fine if we want to take it back to amend it. We have no concerns there. We could delay the month and
I don't think there's a timeline on this.
We want to have it done prior to October, which is when this all goes into effect, so we can certainly take it back and make those changes.
That's what it is. Okay. So you have a motion on the floor if you wish to withdraw that.
I will happily withdraw that.
Is there a motion to postpone for 1 month?
Postpone 1 month.
Motion?
Second.
Second. Do a roll call. So, a motion to postpone.
Gavaris.
I'm going to recuse for purposes of employment.
Hanson.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
Uchitel.
Yes.
Kovacs.
Yes.
Criswell.
Yes.
Motion to postpone is adopted 6-0.
Okay. Resolution 325, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 8 of 2024, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster to establish the Department of Assigned Counsel to be held on Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, 7:15 p.m. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion to adopt. Second. Second. Any discussion? I have a question. The assigned council administrator right now, is that a full-time job?
Is budgeted as a full-time job. The person filling it is filling it on a part-time basis at this time.
Okay. So that person would be required to go full-time if this is passed?
The position would be posted. So looking at the change, this came about as part of Pearl Herring. So looking at what ILS has pushed out, the job requirements for that position were different from when we originally posted for this position, mm-hmm. So we would be reposting for the position. The person currently in the role would be encouraged to apply for this position.
Okay.
But it would be a change based on the job specs.
Any further discussion? All right, call the question.
Gavaris.
Yes.
Hanson.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Levy.
Yes.
You should tell.
Yes.
Kovac.
Yes.
And Chris.
Yes.
7-0.
Okay. Resolution number 357, a local law, adopting proposed local law number 4 of 2024, a local law amending Article 2 of the Administrative Code of the County of Ulster in relation to certain employment restrictions. Is there a motion?
The sponsor is not.
He's not
present.
Nope. I'd like to make a motion to amend the law to reduce the number of years from 3 years to 2 years. I think 3 years, frankly, is just too long to wait for a qualified individual who may be a member of the legislature and may be out of office, in the private sector, doing whatever. 3 years is way too long, in my opinion.
I'm trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. This feels to me like a solution in search of a problem. Mm-hmm. If we have qualified public servants who want to serve in a different way, I don't understand why we're not glad that they want to serve.
Thank you, Mr. Criswell.
I agree with that, and I also think that as a legislature, we have the right to not confirm any appointments. So if we don't think someone is correct for the job, we could just not confirm them, and that's a done deal then. And so I don't understand, again, I've never understood what the purpose of this is, so I'm in disagreement with it.
Seeing that there's no second to my motion, I'm going to withdraw my motion. And, well, is there a motion to adopt? Any and all motions.
Is this the third month or no?
This is not the third month. This is the first month this resolution's on. Is that correct?
So we had the hearing?
Yeah.
Right.
So this is the first month that's going back to us after.
Yeah.
To be adopted.
Yeah.
Out of fairness to the sponsor, I'll make a motion to postpone one month.
I will second.
On a motion to postpone, Gavaris.
Yes.
Hansett.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
Uchitel.
Yes.
Kovacs.
Yes.
And Criswell.
I will be a yes to postpone.
Okay.
Postpone.
So we're going to go back to number one. Resolution 155, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 2 of 2024, a local law amending Article 30, Commission on Human Rights of the Ulster County Charter and the Ulster County Administrative Code, and Chapter 216, Human Rights of the Code of the County of Ulster in relation to the number of members and appointment structure of the Commission on Human Rights, to be held on Tuesday, July 16, 2024, 7 p.m. Yes.
For consistency, I will make a motion to postpone this 1 month as well.
I just have a question for the clerk. This has been on the agenda for 3 months or so.
He did consent, though, to postponement one time. So this is the third postponement, if I'm correct.
Okay.
So you would vote it up or down next month?
Next month, we would be obligated to vote up or down.
Unless he does something else in
okay.
the meantime. Did I have a second? Sorry.
Is there a second? Yes. Call the question.
Gavaris.
Yes.
Hansett.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
Uchitel.
Yes.
Kovacs.
Yes.
And Criswell.
Yes.
Postpone 720.
Everybody enjoy your week.
Thank you.
You too. Any further items of business? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Okay.
You gotta beat that.
So
oh yeah.